Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Monday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, how to be an effective minister of the gospel. When we see people who could benefit from knowing Jesus, but they ignore him, or who need his healing love, but they don't trust him, or who are suffering through trials, but they're blind to the help that Jesus offers, we want to help them. And to be an effective minister of the gospel for them, we can learn from today's gospel reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. Notice, first, Jesus did not tromp over to the blind man and tell him that he could be healed. The blind man had to go to Jesus. We have to wait for others to come to us or show readiness to receive us rather than force our help upon them. To get their attention and invite them, we make it visible that Jesus is the reason for our own faith, and we teach them what Jesus is like by imitating him. However, they have to make their own steps towards Jesus. Meanwhile, we can pay attention to how we could imitate Jesus better and more often. Second, because people were attracted to Jesus, the blind man heard the commotion and responded. In everything we do, if we are so full of Jesus that people are attracted to us, the blind ones will take notice and begin to wonder if we can help them too. Third, the moment the blind man initiated his request for help, Jesus stopped what he was doing and gave the man his full attention. We have to be willing to give our time and full attention to others at the very moment that they're ready to experience Jesus. We must not waste the opportunities they give us, even though this won't be on our time schedule. Fourth, only when the blind man came near to Jesus did he hear the invitation to receive healing. He heard, "What do you want me to do for you?" When you ask this question of those who are drawn to you, it's Jesus who's asking it through you. Their answer will tell you what they're ready to receive from him. Fifth, when the blind man asked Jesus for sight, he received both a physical and a spiritual healing. Jesus affirmed him by pointing out that it was the man's faith that had healed him. As we minister to others, we help them most effectively when we recognize and affirm the good that God is doing within them. It's impossible to force someone to change. We don't make ministry happen. We can only participate in the ministry that God is already doing in their lives. To be successful, we must first notice where others are on their journey of faith. Then we invite them to seek what God wants to give them. If they take the next step into true faith, this faith will save them.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.